As we all know, housing is the never-ending issue affecting families across the country. The lack of housing, the cost of it, the demand for property are all factors that push people to move out of cities and to consider different options. One of those options, for some people, is a barge. Yes, over the past few years, more and more people have been deciding to call a boat their home. Our reporter, Josh Crosby, has been out speaking with some of them about the move.
At this moment in time, I couldn't see myself going back to live in a house or an apartment. It's fantastic, I love it.
These days, you'd be lucky to own a house, you know, so this was kind of my only chance to get on the property ladder as such.
5 years ago, there were here probably like two or three barges, now there is like something like 20-something.
Cullum, Anya and Lewis are all living aboard their barge boats on the Royal Canal in Castleknock. They, among others, have decided to make a boat their home in recent years due to a lack of affordable housing. I spent an afternoon out on their boats to find out how the experience has been and how life differs when you're floating on water.
I had been renting for just over 10 years when I separated, and it was really a ridiculous waste of money. I had been looking at my options. Was I going to buy a bit of land or this, that or the other? And then the boat. I've been around boats a long time. I was a diver and a swimmer. So the boat seemed like a nice option. I thought I'd give it a try.
You were drawn to the water again?
Always drawn to the water. Water, baby. Yeah.
And do you think the local authorities or people in charge, is there more that should be done to make it a more attractive option?
There's elements of it that are a challenge. I carry every drop of water I use here. I have to carry it on board. You're carrying it all on 20-litre containers. Pumping your sewage out is a challenge. The lack of facilities with waste disposal. Like, if they could allow us have bins here that we'll pay for and all that, it would really, really help stuff. And give us water and electricity and a pump out, that'd be fantastic.
I was struggling to find somewhere to rent. The prices were going up, and I have three dogs as well, which can be an issue sometimes. It meant I couldn't rent a room somewhere. I'd have to have a place by myself. I used to walk my dogs down here. I was living locally, and I got chatting to one of the boaters, and I just decided to go for it, and it's the best decision I ever made.
And there's no landlord to tell you can't have a dog?
Yeah, exactly. Like, and it's your own, you know. I'd find it strange going back to land after all this time. It's a nice way of life because it brings you back to basics.
And I see here now, we're along the banks, you have your bag of rubbish and your litter picker. Is that a big issue, having to clean up basically your garden?
It can be at times, especially in the summer.
Is there more people taking to it recently?
Yeah, when I bought my boat, there was only four boats here, and I remember coming up on the train about a week after I bought the boat, and there were 17. So it took off very quickly, you know. But again, it's not for everyone. You have to be willing to make sacrifices and to adapt to that way of life.
This is a family home. I mean, I had my partner, I had my baby girl.
You did consider looking into a mortgage?
Yeah, I mean, we were very close to buy two properties, right? We got the mortgage and it was approved. I drew it from the bank. With all those situations, we just decided just to fully commit to the water. We had a boat that we were using as a holiday home, and you know, we grew to love it, and they said, yeah, we are ready for this, right? I think it was a good decision. Now, as obviously the number of people is increasing, and you know, more people are actually started to ask for rights and also for responsibilities, right?
How do you find this lifestyle with a newborn baby? Just keeping up with the maintenance and that?
Well, I mean, like, you know, just having a baby on its own is challenging, right? I think that, you see, we live in an ice barge. In the case of here, I don't really see any challenge, right? I mean, different from living in a house, right?
Many of the boat owners are calling on Waterways Ireland to make it an easier and more attractive lifestyle by installing more facilities. I met with President of the Inland Waterways Association of Ireland, Alan Kelly, to find out what work is being done.
So there has been an increase in recent months and years in the number of people purchasing boats to live aboard, and it's increasing at quite a rate over the last year or so. It's hard to pinpoint, you know, exact reasons, but I'd say certainly people looking for a place to live, you know, to get some accommodation, whether they're students or starting into the world of work in the city.
What would you say to those who are embracing this new way of life, or people who may be even just considering it?
I think the first thing to do would be you go into this with your eyes open. Buying a boat is not the same as living in a house or an apartment. There's additional considerations with regard to maintenance and responsibility in relation to the environment and so on.
Does more work need to be done by local authorities and Waterways Ireland?
From our perspective in IWAI, you know, we've been pushing to look at the whole area of living aboard, because it is an area that has been unregulated for about 40 years. But I'm happy to say that progress is being made in that area, and we're working closely with Waterways Ireland to bring some progress in this area.
Alan Kelly from the Inland Inland Waterways Association of Ireland. Now, it's not just urban areas where more and more barge boats are appearing. I took a trip to Salins in Kildare, where I met with Colin Byrne, who's been living aboard Misty Waters barge on the Grand Canal for 10 years.
When I moved into Salins, it was probably 15, 20 liveaboards, and now, well, we're up to 60 boats, and I'd say 50 of them are homes, people living on them. Obviously, the housing crisis is a big one. There's a huge market for canal boats, houseboats, barges at the moment. A lot of that would be to do with Brexit, because people can't buy them from England now. Or if they do buy them, they've got the added tariffs. But then you got the water, you got the nice pace of life, you got a community, a really strong community. It's all good.
Okay, that was Colin Byrne there, one of the many people who've taken to living on a barge boat due to a lack of housing and for an interesting way of life. Josh Crosby reporting there.